Yeah, this is going to be me talking about the last few hours. I'm going to say it out loud and see if it sounds right. Because earlier when I stormed out, I was just in seconds. She's right. Hilda's right. I'm not really doing much good. So for a bit, I just walked the cliffs to cool off, you know. Watched the red birds down by the gloop. There's even more of them today. Whirling and diving. The sea looked quite calm, even though the wind was, like, mega strong. And you know how the mainland just kind of sits there like a grey sausage a mile away? And I just kind of got the idea, maybe I'll give it a wave. Sort of, here I am. And I notice when my hand goes up that I hear a tone. The wind slips to a different note. Maybe one of you guys do that. Maybe you play a different note. So I'm raising my hand now. And I bring my hand back down like this. And the wind goes back to where it was. Yeah, sort of like that. So I'm playing the actual wind. It's responding. I take my gloves off, tense my fingers, and I can give the wind a kind of vibrato. But here we go, people. Because after 3 minutes, maybe less, I look down and there's this kid stood next to me. What she's wearing, I don't know, it's maybe old style clothes, but they're kind of dirty and it's hard to tell. Maybe they're not old school, maybe they're just a bit muddy. I say to her, "So are you a ghost, wee lassie?" No sound. "Where's your mammy?" Lips move, words formed, no sound. She gives me a little slap in the arm and turns around and runs away. I feel her hit my arm. She's no ghost. I feel it. And I call out, "Hey!" She just skips away. But, funny thing though, bear with me here. When she's running, she's not getting further away, I don't think. It's like the perspective's all wrong. Then I realise that what's happening is she's growing. She's growing upward. And also, you know, literally she's growing up as she runs off. Hair gets longer, legs more gangly, body gets taller. I reckon she's about 15 now or something. We're walking down to Nethertown. Her always just about 30 paces in front of me, just dawdling, you know. I haven't felt so peaceful since we got here. But then, well, because you know how Nethertown is just the occasional fallen down house, bricks with nothing inside, right? Not anymore, it ain't. Nethertown is full of proper houses now. There's one with serious smoke billowing out and a soft glow from inside, and that's the house she walks into. I'm going with it now. I'm going after her. Inside the house, everything's in order. I can smell herbs. I can smell cooking. There's pictures on the walls. Old type furniture, but it's not broken. It's complete. There's a tin bath. She's in the kitchen. I think she's my age by now. Sipping a beaker of something that steams. And she's just looking at me. I can sit at the table. I can do that just fine. Wooden chair underneath me. She's talking over the kitchen noises and I still can't hear her. I still can't hear her speak. Sun's going down outside by now. I ask her where she's from, then I stop myself. I ask her when she's from. She stands, and there's a set of stairs at the back of the kitchen, and she's up them. I can hear her moving around on the top floor, and yeah, I go up. Of course I go up. It takes me 20 seconds to get upstairs, right? But I reach the top, and it is night time. There's all this flickering from gas lights and moths, and one room on that top floor is aglow. She sat on the edge of the bed, looking out her bedroom window at the sea, one candle at the bedside. Bugs Lindy hopping round it. She's 60 years old, I think. Those grey greens now got laughter lines and serious baggage. I mean, but they're still the same. I can sit next to her, right? I can just sit there for a bit and we can listen to the sea over in the dark. I hold her hand and it's the same long, thin fingers she had as a kid. We just hold hands a wee while. Finally she turns to me. It says three words. I think I hear them, I really think I do this time. Because I remember her voice, cracked and raspy, but those eyes, still a kid's eyes, I swear. She says, "Don't give yourself." Next thing I know, she's gone. Like the candle gutters for a second and she's not there. I can still feel her hand in mine, but she isn't next to me. I'm on my feet like a shot. I'm looking around. I think I see her through the window in the moonlight outside, heading out to the cliffs. I'm up on my feet in a split second and I'm down those stairs, and as I leave the house, I mean, Jesus, I swear. I really mean it. It's pitch black, with the moon peeping in and out of the cloud, and easy enough to see things, but I swear, faces watching me in every house as I run past. I'm out of Nethertown fast as I can. I'm up to the edge before it drops to the water. Don't give yourself. I'll give what I like. But maybe it's a few paces from the edge. I tread on something. It crunches like eggshell under my foot. And that's when I know I'm not ever going home. This is what happens here, start to finish, every day. Because I'm looking at a skull rolled away from a sad set of grey bones lying in the mud. There she is. Dead. On the edge of the land. At the foot of the sky.